So when are we gonna, like, where are we starting the recording at? Is this like part of the podcast?
Fine.
Okay, right next to me. What are you drinking?
Oh my god, I knew you were gonna ask that. So, it's actually a mixture. No, it's whatever I have left over from the weekend, which is a Prosecco.
Ooh, fancy.
And, yeah, I've been really into the bubbly lately. I don't know why. But I also bought this horrific Moscato Rosé bubbly.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, for Cece, because she loves, shout out Cece.
Shout out to Cece.
I bought the wine for her, and she never opened it. Well, we never opened it. But you can't let alcohol go to waste.
You really can't. You want to see what I'm drinking?
Yeah.
What is this? I just opened it. It's from Italy. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I'm going to try my best to pronounce this. Pittoresco. Padre La Pace, 2016.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking really awful wine. But the important part is that it has alcohol in it.
That's all that matters. Because you were super nervous for this podcast, so you had to drink up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are you still nervous or no?
Not really.
I don't know if I believe you. All right, so you are the coolest person I know from Canada, Katrina Douglas. That's me. Give me a little background of you and your life. Like, where are you from? Tell me about you. I feel this is like a job interview. Tell me about you.
So originally, well, just to like simplify things, I'm from Ottawa, Canada, in the Great White North. For those of you who don't know where that is,
I think a lot of people don't. Like, where is Ottawa? I know everyone knows where like Toronto is, right?
Okay, so we're where's 4 hours east of Toronto.
East,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
So we're like between Montreal and Toronto. We're like 2 hours from Montreal, and then it's 4 hours to Toronto.
So you're by New York, close to New York.
Yeah, New York State is like a two-hour drive south.
Oh shoot!
But my hometown, New York State's like a 10-minute drive. It's you can see it across the river.
Oh yeah, good old Canada, eh? I got some basic Canada questions that I think a lot of Americans want to know. First question, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, first question, is Tim Hortons really that good?
I'm biased because I worked at Starbucks for like 4 years and I enjoy good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
But dang.
Honestly, though, their food kind of slaps. Like, they have really, this one breakfast wrap is so good.
What is it?
It's called the Farmer's Breakfast Wrap, and I get it with bacon, and it's really good.
Ooh. Is it like eggs and stuff? Is it a breakfast?
Spicy mayo. It's like a sriracha mayo with bacon, cheese. It's honestly so good. And a hash brown inside.
Ooh. How would you describe it? Because I've never had it. I'm from America. How would you describe... I've never had Tim Hortons. They have them.
They do.
Maybe in like New York or so. I've never even seen one.
I've definitely seen one like Pennsylvania before.
I never had it. How would you describe it? Is it like a Starbucks, McDonald's?
Okay, honestly, like Tim Hortons originally was just like a small town like coffee shop with just like coffee and donuts. It was simple. But obviously, because of these like big chain restaurants, McDonald's does coffee, literally everyone does coffee. They do everything now. They have like sandwiches and like burgers. Well, not burgers, but like chicken burgers. I don't know.
So they kind of fell off. Or are they trying to do too much maybe?
They're doing the most.
Yeah. Freaking Timmy Hortons.
Timmy Hortons.
Oh boy. All right, so.
Honestly, I don't consume Tim Hortons very often at all.
Yeah, it's not, I guess it's not the best for you, right?
Well, yeah, I drink a shit ton of coffee, but not from Also, fun fact, they do not have alternate dairy. They don't have, like, almond milk or anything like that.
At Tim Hortons?
I know, it's 2021. Get with it.
Yeah, get with it. People are trying to be healthy out here, you know?
I can't. My stomach will hurt so much. Mm. So I go to Starbucks mostly for that reason.
I feel you. I don't blame you. Starbucks is clutch. They got everything you need, everything you want. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right, my last Canadian question. I think I asked you this before, but I don't remember what you said. Does your milk really come in a bag?
Yes. Oh, I wish I had milk. Damn. Yeah, it does. It comes in a, okay, so imagine like a big plastic bag, like a bread bag, like the same kind of bag that bread comes in. Mm-hmm. But then inside that bag, there's three little bags like this in there. And then how you use it.
Tell me how to use a bag milk.
You put it in like a milk jug. We have like these little milk jugs. It's just like, frig, I wish I had one. I don't drink milk, so I don't have it.
Wait, so you guys have milk in a bag and then you put it in a jug?
No, not, you don't put the milk in the jug. You put the bag in the jug and then you, because it's just like a plastic bag, you just cut the tip off and then pour it out.
Why don't they just cut out the middleman and just put it in that jug to begin with, like Americans do?
Listen, I don't really know the true answer behind this as to why we do this, but I also think it's just in the, like, I don't think they do that in Western Canada. I think they have jugs out there.
I hope so. Good. You guys need to get with the times.
Yeah, I know. But like when we used to come to Florida as kids, I always thought jug milk was so weird.
Why? It's so much, like you just go boom, boom. It goes from the thing. There's no third step of cutting the thing, putting it in a jug.
It's weird, right? I don't know why we do that. I had literally could not tell you. Maybe like reduction of plastic in the landfills. I don't know.
Maybe, but the bag's plastic.
But it's like a small, like it's compact compared to like a big jug. Mm.
You know, we do have wine in bags sometimes in America. Maybe it's like that.
We are not quite under a rock, as you may think.
Like the box wine, you know, comes in a bag.
Yeah, we have that too.
That's what I feel like is your milk. It's like boxed wine.
Honestly, that would be a good idea for milk, though, to be like boxed wine. Then you just have a little spout. And you
spout. Spout, see? Shout out to America for innovation. That's why we got Elon Musk. We're killing it out here.
Yeah.
Milk and jugs. Oh, my God. All right. Let me see. I kind of want to ask you about your work, but not really. So tell me where you see yourself in like 10, 15 years career-wise. Like, what do you want to be doing?
That is a good question. I am really struggling with that right now.
What do you mean?
I work in law, and I have worked in so many different areas of law. And in every area that I have worked, everyone has always told me, Katrina, go to law school. You'd be a great lawyer, blah, blah, blah. But then I see how these lawyers live and I see how many hours they put in.
It's a lot, right?
I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. But I feel like if I don't go to law school, I will regret it. Because I know obviously I can and I will do amazing. But I don't know.
So what's your alternate route? If you don't go to law school, what else would you do?
So in like a perfect world, okay, so I have like two areas of law that like really interest me, and that is real estate and criminal. Criminal because it's where I feel like I belong.
You belong with the criminals. Got it.
No, you know what it is? It's just like, I don't know. I just, it really feels like you're making a difference in like people's actual real lives. And the justice system is very messed up. And at the end of the day, sometimes like you are the only person this person has at like giving them a chance at like a new life, right? No one is advocating them except for their lawyer half of these times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like real people. Like this is like real life for a lot of people. It's like not fancy, big money. Like it's real people with real life things that could literally ruin everything for them.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I do go to law school, I will probably end up in crim. No, I really don't want to. Nothing against crim. I love you guys, but.
Do you feel like law is your calling? Like this is what you're supposed to do, being in that field?
Yes and no. I've said this to like every single person. This is so gross to even say this on the podcast, but like my truest calling in life is to be a wife and a mom.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I've told you that before.
Yeah, I know. But like someone's got to do it. Everyone has different callings and some people, that's their thing.
Like a little stay-at-home wifey with like six kids and just like baking cookies and doing cute crafts. Like honestly, that's what I want for my life. Mm-hmm. And like as a woman, it's who wants that for herself. It's a lot of pressure because I'm also a very like career-driven woman. Like I'm super smart. I have a lot going for me in terms of like career stuff too. So it's a lot of pressure. I guess I got to do it all.
Yeah. Can you do both? That's the question. Can you do both?
My fear is that I will be a very good lawyer and a mediocre parent because of hours, and it's like super demanding. And I don't want to just do law because it's what I've been in for so long. And it's like what I'm quote unquote good at. Mm-hmm. I want to do law because it's like something like I truly like want for my life. And that like also gives me like a home life balance for me. I don't care. I say this all the time. I can't not be rich because I already live like I'm rich. So mm-hmm. I have. But like, I don't really care about the money that much when it comes to like a career. Like I really care about like my family and my like home life more than a big paycheck. So.
Yeah. So would you try to, I don't know why have we gotten this conversation, but like, would you try to do both at the same time or would you work for a little bit and then have kids and a family?
Yeah, I think that's like kind of what I'm going to try to do. This whole Corona stuff too is throwing me off. Like I also don't want to do Zoom law school. Like I have no interest in that. but like Zoom hopefully law. By 2022 September, I can see that things are like hopefully normal by then. So catch me in law school.
Catch me in law school. How about that?
3 years, not that bad.
Yeah.
And because I'm only 20, how old am I? Whoa, 24?
You 24? You old. You better get on it.
I'm a baby.
Wait, yeah. So do you?
And then we'll see. But it's either going to be real estate or crim. I don't really see myself going into anything else.
Yeah, that's you. I could see that in you. Like you seem like a lawyer. Like, you know your law, you know your shit, you like working on the computer, you're, like, diligent, you got your glasses.
Yeah. Also, though, like, I want to build, like, this crazy empire where I have this, like, amazing real estate development company and just, like, kind of just the jack of all trades.
So, real estate developer, lawyer, and super mom.
Yes, sir.
There we go. I think you can do it. If anyone can do it, it's you.
All right. Thank you, Reggie.
For sure. Got you. So we're best friends. I got you. So I guess last question about like law stuff, but law school, do you have all your classes lined up? Like, can you just start whenever or do you need to do more stuff?
I have to like apply and go.
That's all you got to do.
So yeah. I have to decide where I want to go. That's also a thing. Do I stay in Ottawa? I've been here for like 6 years now.
No, so I think there's a good law school in Florida. I think in like Bonita, I think.
Are you trying to like that? Want to pay that like international student tuition?
That's probably crazy.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like 150K because it's already stupid expensive in the US to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Especially law school too.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know what normal like university tuition is there, but ours here, I paid like 10K a year maybe.
And that's 10K Canadian dollars.
Yeah, for 4 years. Well, I did five, but yeah.
Let me see. Let me look up a Florida law school tuition. How much is it? 10K a year?
No, that was for my undergrad. That was for just my bachelor's.
Oh, shoot. So the University of Florida, which is a pretty good school, is $26,000 a year for law school?
That's actually not too bad. I think U Ottawa is probably like 21 or something.
So that times three is what, 75?
So then you have to do that for like international tuition because I'm not an American, thank God.
Yeah. And then it would be like, why would you even go to American law school if you're going to live in Canada? You need to know Canada laws. Like,
I told you I didn't want to talk about American politics, but I won't.
Yeah, so you're probably better off living in or doing going to school in Canada. That just makes more sense.
Yeah, I just don't know where. Like, Toronto has obviously a very good law school, but I'm not a big city gal. I'm not.
Yeah. It'll be on Zoom.
I know. Oh. Although, like, I don't know. I really want to go to McGill, which is in Montreal, and then probably Ottawa and maybe Kingston. It's like another small town. We'll see.
Speaking of Montreal, one thing I'm very impressed with you about is that you can speak French, which is very, very impressive. Did you learn French in school, or is that like an extra thing that you did? Do most Canadians know French?
Yes. Well, and Eastern Canadians for sure. The West is like kind of like a small America.
Is that a diss? I take offense to that.
But definitely, like, obviously, Quebec, they're super French, which is a province, which for you guys would be a state. So I live in the province of Ontario.
I like how you talk slower explaining that to me. American. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so in Ontario, anyways, where I grew up, it's not all of Ontario either, but there's this thing called French immersion. And it's where you do like half of your classes in French and half in English. So it's like your social studies, art, drama, like that kind of stuff is all in French. French class, like health class. Mm-hmm. What else? And like your science, math, English obviously is in English.
Wow. Yeah.
Class is French.
So you're pretty fluent too. It's not like in American school, like you take 2 years and you... Like, I took 2 years of Spanish. I barely know any Spanish.
So, yeah, no, I did that from, like, kindergarten, so till grade 12.
Yeah, you guys take it serious. And I think most other countries do, too. Like, my mom, and she's from Haiti, and she learned, like, 6 languages in school. And she can speak, like, all these different languages. And I think America's, like, the only place where you don't learn other language, you know?
I wonder why.
They're just so cocky here, I feel like. You know, oh, we're fucking American. We know English. That's all you need to know. If you come here, you better know English.
Yeah, no, but like Ottawa is also super bilingual. Like you pretty much cannot get a government job or like a bank job, anything in the public service if you don't speak French.
Wow.
So you like really have to speak French if you want those type of jobs.
Yeah. So have you been?
To be honest, my French is really bad.
You had like a fluent conversation with my mom, so it's pretty good.
It's not as good as it should be, and also because like I haven't spoken French in like a group setting or like with friends or really anything for like 6 years. So
6 years?
Yeah, since I moved to Ottawa, I just like my French is just like I'd never use it.
You're losing it. Have you been to France?
Yes, I've been to Paris.
What? When? I don't know this.
Oh my god! Like I don't know. I was like 16.
was it fun? Did you have a good time?
Yes, actually it was really hot and I think it and my hotel room got broken into, but like other than that, little Kim K over here, but it was actually good.
They stole all your jewelry and
yeah, it was actually really fun. I went with my like family, my brother, my grandpa, my cousins, because I have family in Germany, so we just went together.
Mm-hmm. Dang, that's awesome. I want to go to France. I don't know when after all this COVID stuff, but
oh, that's all I want to do. I just want to get on a jet and go. Honestly, I need to get out of this cold, Reggie.
How cold is it up there?
Well, I sent you a screenshot the other day when we were minus 20 Celsius, which is like minus 10 Fahrenheit.
Mm.
American. So quite cold.
That's ridiculous. It's like 82 degrees American.
So right now here. It's a warm day. I just switched my temperature for you to Fahrenheit, and it's 12 degrees.
Bruh.
This is warm. This is, well, not warm, but it's nice. This is not that cold. In Ottawa, we usually get about 2 or 3 days a year where it hits minus 40 Celsius. So 0 is freezing. So if you 2 for you is freezing. It's really fucking cold.
That's so stupid. I don't understand that.
It's
too cold.
Yeah, it is. I always, you know, think about why I choose to remain here. It like hurts your face. Honestly, it hurts your face when you go outside. That's the one good thing about the masks. Oh my God, it keeps your face warm.
Keeps your face warm, yeah. So
you wear your toque.
What's then, a toque?
Oh my God, Americans don't know what a toque is.
It's never heard of a toque.
A knitted hat, like a hat with a pom pom on it.
Like a beanie.
A toque.
We call it beanies, but I like toque better.
Toque. So you wear your toque and then you have your mask.
Mm-hmm. The old toque, eh?
Your little toque, eh? You run down to the Timmy's with your toonie with your toque and you grab a coffee.
No. What's a toonie?
A toonie, it's a money. It's $2.
I think we had this conversation before, and
we have loonies and toonies.
Oh God, the old toque and toonies at Timmy Hortons, eh?
Yeah, you go down to the Timmy. You ride your moose down to the Timmy with your toonie and grab a double double.
I could listen to you talk Canadian all day.
Ew, it's the gross. It's gross. Actually, it's quite cute.
Wait, but so
honestly, you were like, I don't really talk to that many Americans. So like you've always pointed that out, that I have an accent, but
you don't really have an accent. I mean, when you do your voice, you do, but
yeah, I don't know. You say something's different, but
yeah, some stuff it's like, whoa, she's Canadian.
Yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised. So you used to visit Florida as a child. Tell me about growing up, I guess, in Canada and then traveling to Florida, going back and forth. What was that like?
Florida's a beautiful, special place in my heart. So my grandparents are from Germany, and they moved here when my mom was like a teenager. And they've always had a place in Naples forever, like literally forever. I've been going to Naples since I was 3 weeks old. Oof. Yeah, every year we used to drive when we were kids, which was so fun.
How long does that take?
It's a 26-hour drive from my parents' house, but we usually did it in 2 days. So we would stop in like North Carolina. We'd drive straight to North Carolina, sleep overnight, and then do the rest. And it was sick because in the 90s, you know, we'd bring like
in the 90s.
Like, you remember, like, the TVs, like, old school, they're fucking this thick.
Yeah, the big, thick boys.
And we had a van, okay? And we would put the TV in between the front seats of the van. So my brother and I would, like, the VCR in it. And my mom would plug it in the cigarette lighter thing.
Yeah.
And we had, like, every, not even a DVD, VHS tapes.
The VHS, yeah.
Every Disney movie, like, any Disney movie. My brother and I were watching Tarzan on repeat. Like driving, it was actually so fun. Like, I have so many good memories of just like driving to Florida.
Yeah, especially when you're a kid, you can watch movies all day, you know, like it doesn't bother you and you're just having a good time.
And it was fun because like we would stop at like certain places and like go check things out. And we always stopped at the Welcome Center, like at the Florida Georgia border. So that was like, we made it. It was like, just 8 more hours of driving.
Yeah, Naples is so far from the border of Florida.
We're in Florida, but we're not really there yet.
Oh God, was
we did a lot, like literally a lot. I feel like it's like Naples is like a second home for me.
Yeah. So when was the last time you were here?
A while ago.
I know, a long time ago. Are you gonna come back anytime soon? What's the deal?
Yeah, I hope to. When coronavirus lets up, my brother and I were actually talking about it the other day because it's very cold here, and all we want is to sit on Bonita Beach, barefoot beach,
just sit
there all day long, and get sunburned because we don't have sun in Canada, and that's all I want. So, like, maybe crossing my fingers, I would love to come in May.
Well, that's what they're saying. Biden is saying supposedly by, and I guess most experts are saying by the summertime, there'll be a decent enough vaccines and then decent enough herd immunity to where things are getting back to normal.
Yeah. My thing is like, we technically could go now because you're allowed to travel by air so we could fly. But like the stigma around traveling to the US right now is not good for us.
From like Canadians. If you came here, no one would know or care.
Yeah. You know? So, like, but, like, coming back, I feel like people would be like, that's sus. You went to Florida. The worst
state. Couldn't you just, like, I mean, yeah, it's definitely the worst state. Couldn't you just work from home for 2 weeks, quarantine at your house when you come back?
Oh, I thought about it. So, I'm actually working from home now. Originally, I didn't know that it would be, like, half time. So, I'm half the week in the office, half the week at home. I thought we were going to be, like, fully from home. And the thought went through my head to be, like, I actually texted my mom. I'm like, I might work from Naples. I think I might.
Yeah, why not?
Well, because I would have to be alone there anyways, and I would much rather be alone in the sunshine. Getting a tan than minus 20.
Get some Wi-Fi on the beach.
Yep.
Yes.
But I, maybe May. My brother, his girlfriend, me, and my mans, we want to go.
Do it.
On the beach. That's literally all I want to do.
Listen, it's 78 degrees Fahrenheit right now. It's nice.
I know.
It's a beautiful day right now.
12 Fahrenheit here. 12.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there. That's crazy. So let me what else do I got? All right. Do you what's something weird that you love that most people don't? Do you have any weird hobbies or things that you're into that most people don't know even? I'm just asking.
I gotta think about this. Weird that I love that most people don't love.
Mm-hmm. Or but think it's actually, like, what?
I really talk shit this whole podcast, but like, I actually love winter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if honestly I do. It's beautiful and the cold like hurts, but it kind of feels good.
Mm-hmm.
What else is weird?
I don't mind the winter too, especially if it's cold but the sun's out. Like, that's such a good combination.
Yeah, but like, what's your definition of cold?
Listen, I was in New York like a month ago. Okay, cold is like,
we're in the Arctic up here, man.
New York is like an hour from you. What are you talking about?
New York City?
Yeah.
That's
a while.
Hour drive.
But it's probably like 20 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, New York definitely gets cold, but not as cold as us. I think we're on like cold levels of like, we get the same cold as like Russia.
How long can that last? Like, how long can you live in something that crazy cold before you like?
We do live in that crazy cold so it's really cold here until like March. So from January to March, it's very cold. March is always very snowy and cold.
But that's why your grandparents went to Naples. You got to warm up, get that warm blood.
They were thinking about us.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got another question for you. You seem very wise, like you know what you're talking about. You have a good head on your shoulders. What advice would you give an 18-year-old Katrina about just life and
things? Oh my God, this is so good. You know what's crazy? I've been thinking about this so much lately. Okay. 18-year-old Katrina is very different than who I am now. And for those who know me back then, it's actually, they've all said it's crazy. I would tell myself that it literally does not matter what anyone thinks. And that's so cliche, but it's so mm-hmm. true. And like, and I guess you learn this as you grow up, but like, it's your life. Doesn't matter what someone else wants for you or what your friends want or what your friends are doing. And I, at fault, am a people pleaser. And mm-hmm. that's something I'm like really working on. So I think I would tell myself that, like, just do you. If you don't want to do something, don't do it.
That's good advice. Yeah, I feel like, I feel like most people really are so concerned with themselves that they really don't care, like, what you're doing. And they may say some shit, but then, like, 2 seconds later, they're off thinking about something else. But then to you, like, that comment or that whatever someone says about you, like, stays with you. When they're not even thinking about you after they said whatever they said, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing to, like, it's not that big of a deal. And like, people, their opinions don't matter. Like, stick to yourself and what you believe in and being yourself and all that. I think that's good advice. Mm. That's wise. I think you have more in you. What else would you tell your 18-year-old self?
I would tell my 18-year-old self that life is going to get so much better and it's just the beginning. Okay, yo, 18 was actually such a good year for me. 18 and 19, best years of my life.
What were you doing back then?
I lived in a very small town of like 40,000 people, and I moved to school, to like college or whatever, and like my first 2 years was so fun. Like, honestly, it was the best 2 years of my life.
Wow.
But had I known that in high school, I feel like my like outlook on life would have been very different then. So I would tell myself now that like this isn't even real life yet. Like, this is, you're literally a child.
Mm-hmm.
And life is gonna be amazing, and you literally have no idea what's about to happen, but it's gonna be unreal.
Dang. I like that. And plus, you're only 24. So like 10 years from now, you can be like, man, I wish I told my 24-year-old self something.
Like, I should write a book on my life in the last like 4 years. But yeah, it's been crazy, but it's been so fun.
That could be added to your career, like lawyer, real estate, entrepreneur, mom, author.
Actually, it's crazy. I was talking about this with my boo thing.
Hey. But
I want to do cookbook.
And you're a good cook.
Yes, because I love to cook, and I really want to make a cookbook.
You know what you should do?
What should I do?
Is start a YouTube channel / podcast of cooking. That's a good idea.
I already got restaurant ideas.
But that's something you can do tomorrow. You can start tomorrow.
Yeah. So, like, another cool thing, weed is legal in Canada, right? So, mm-hmm. Like, on the weekends, I like to smoke, and then I come up with all these crazy food ideas because I'm high. And then, like, yo, I swear to God, one day, cookbook.
You should do it. That Plus, happened. you're always posting on Instagram all the food that you're making. It looks so good. That's
shook.
A good idea. What would you call your book? What's the name of your cookbook? The what?
Katrina's Kitchen.
Katrina's Kitchen. And she sips the wine. Katrina's Kitchen. What?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Don't steal that, anybody.
I think it's different in America. I don't think we can trademark Canadian ideas.
But,
I don't know. All right, I got two more questions for you, and then that's it. Time is flying by right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Have you built any new habits or started any new things recently that you're really proud of yourself of doing?
Wow, yes. So 2019 for me was a very, very difficult year for a lot of reasons. And so was 2020. And so far in this year, I've honestly changed so much. It's actually crazy, even within myself. But a new habit that I've developed because of all of that bullcrap is it's very simple, but the habit of self-love. And I'm so proud of myself for it, because self-love is so many different facets and so like just crazy, because literally everything is self-love, right? The way you talk to yourself, the way you talk to others, the way you treat yourself, what you're doing, like literally everything is self-love, because you are yourself. That's all you have, right? So that is a habit that I have really newly developed, is not that I haven't necessarily loved myself, but like really like being mindful of that. And like, am I doing this for me because I love myself, or am I doing this because someone else wants me or is like asking me to do that? So that is also like saying no, because I always say it. Things like that. I'm so because it's really made a huge difference in my everyday life.
So like saying no to people to kind of treat yourself better, I guess.
Yeah, like if I literally don't want to do something, I always used to say yes because they're my friends and like I love my friends or whatever.
But
now I'm saying no.
I like that.
I don't want to do it. Yeah.
It's no, huge. That's a huge deal, because most people think they might do that, but they probably don't.
I know, but I'm like super mindful of it, and also setting boundaries. That's new for me. That is really new for me.
Like what? Give me an example.
So like what I will tolerate when it comes to like relationships with friends or whatever, and tolerate is like anything from like as simple as me always driving, or like, and my friend never driving, or like me telling you, okay, this is our situation, this is what I need from it, and if I don't get that, then like this is what it's gonna have to be, because that's what I need to make this work, kind of thing.
Yeah, dang.
That is also new. Super proud. Dang.
There you go. I like that, because I know a lot of times maybe you'll think like, or this is true for me, like, oh, I'll let this slide this one time. And then that one time just keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. Next thing you know, like, you let things say like 20 times and you're like pissed. Yep. When you just should just nip it in the butt the first time, and that's not an issue. Exactly. So that's probably something that I think it's good that you worked on, and I should probably work on, is kind of the boundaries thing.
So hard. It's really like, good. It feels so good. And then you get treated how you want to be treated. It's crazy. What a concept.
Who would have thought if you just say, you know, put your foot down, yeah. You know, that's all you got to do. I like that. Do you do things like say positive things to yourself too? That's like a big thing in this.
Yeah. Well, honestly, the self-love thing, like in terms of like physical or like positive affirmations, that I've been working on forever. So like, I love myself. You know, I love myself.
Mm.
So that's no problem for me. But it's just like more on like an emotional level, and like controlling my emotions and not letting, like, just because I'm feeling something doesn't mean it's necessarily true, right? Like, your thoughts are just thoughts. They aren't always real. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you can make up, like, I'm an overthinker, so you can make up a whole situation in your head that's not even true.
Yeah, a lot. It happens a lot.
Yeah, so, like, that's, like, part of that, like, positive affirmation thing, and just, like, working on myself, like, emotionally, and how I can, like, control that, because things are not always as they seem.
Yeah, and you don't want to pop off on somebody when maybe you're not right on what you think is going on. Yeah.
And, like, definitely not right away. I think that's another thing I've, like, really worked on, is like taking a step back.
Give it a minute.
Thinking about
cool
it.
Pull off. Oh, my God.
Flipping right away.
Yeah. Don't flip out, kids. If you're watching this, give it a minute. Calm down.
It's so hard, but it's actually such, like, a real thing.
Mm-hmm. It takes practice, too. Like, what you've been saying, it takes years and... It's kind of like a lifelong thing. You always got to be cognizant of certain stuff.
And it literally comes with self-love, which is crazy, but it does. Because once you're, like, confident in, like, who you are and what you believe in and what you stand for, if someone is compromising that, you literally have to choose for yourself out of self-love that this is not something I'm going to accept.
Yeah, you can't. Because then that eats you alive inside.
Yeah, and ruins all your relationships. Right? Maturity.
You are so wise. You're like, I like talking to you.
Honestly, Reggie, this is new. I'm not even gonna lie.
New year, new you.
This is like in the last like 8 months probably that I've really like seen a difference, because I've always been trying to like implement these things over the last 2 years and like really work on myself. But like the last 8 months has been crazy for me.
Like, who knew? It just took like a global pandemic for you to kind of get your shit together.
Whoa. Honestly, yeah, though. Whoa. That was a light bulb moment. It's actually true, because, you know, I've had so much time to sit by myself in this
beautiful apartment. That's what it is.
Because I live by myself, right? And I work from home, and, you know, I have a lot of time to hang out with me.
Yeah, it's kind of like meditating, you know, where you just have time to yourself. You just think and, like, think things through and, like, okay, maybe I was wrong, you know, not having that ego and be like, maybe I was wrong about certain things and where can I get better?
Yeah.
That's deep. So speaking of relationships, I don't want to dive too much into your relationship, but I want to ask you, how would you describe, or what are you looking for in like a perfect or your ideal relationship in the future or whenever?
So I want... that's a good question. Okay, so I need someone who is like a partner, and that is one thing I've learned, because I've been in like quite a few long-term relationships.
You're 24.
I know, but like 10 of those 24 years were spent in long-term relationships, so but yeah, I need an equal, and that what I mean by that is like in every aspect. So like, not that you need to make the exact same money as me, but just like, we need to bring the same thing home financially, where like we both care about the progression of our family financially. I need someone who is also an equal in the home. That is huge for me because, no shade, but like, I've been with people before where like, I'm the only one doing everything. Like, I'm a wifey type girl. Like, I'll cook, clean, do whatever. I love that shit. Like, I need someone to pick up the slack when like, I don't want to do that. So I need an equal on like every playing field in terms of like the home and family and emotional life. I also need someone who is like willing to accept, because no one's perfect. We all have our issues. We're all toxic on some level. So I need someone who's like willing to like really understand what we both need in a relationship and be like compromising on certain things, like emotionally to grow. I need someone who's hilarious because I'm super funny. I can't, like, I need to laugh.
You gotta have a good time.
Yes. And like someone who's super hard, obviously hardworking, ambitious, cute.
Super rich.
I need someone who wants to be a daddy.
Okay.
Yeah, I want like kids, but I need like someone who really wants kids, who wants to be like a good dad, involved dad.
Mm-hmm.
I just want like such a, it's weird, but I just really want like a traditional life.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, you're very ambitious and you have all these dreams and goals, but at the end of the day, you want kind of, I guess, what everyone wants,
yeah, you know? Because I'm like a wifey girl, so I need like a husband guy.
Mm-hmm. No. And you got to be on the same page.
100%. Yeah.
That's how do you think you go about, what's the best way to go about finding that, you think?
Oh my gosh, literally, Kate, this is crazy. The questions you're asking me are the questions I've been, the conversations I've been having, right? Whoa.
Oof.
So I feel like with girls, we like date. We date someone and then it doesn't work out. Boom, on to the next. We date someone and then figure it out, right? I feel like girls do that. So like the best way to find that out in my own personal experience, again, this is my life, not anyone else's, is to like see how they are with their family, how they treat their moms or sisters or like important women in their life, how they are with their friends, and how they are with their friends and how they are with you in front of their friends versus behind their
friends. Yeah.
How they are with like their family, friends, like work. That is like a really good way of finding that out, because obviously we change, not necessarily change, but like we change who we are in front of different groups of people, right? Like I'm not going to act the same for my grandparents that I am with like my homies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like you need to be able to see your person in all of those settings. Also stressful situations because life is rough and you will be thrown hella curveballs. And
real.
You need to have someone who's gonna be number one on your side and able to like work through hard things and not just like run away when something gets real, because like life is real.
Yeah, like the tough situations bring out, you know, your true character. So that's an important thing too.
Exactement.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of, the hard thing is that all that takes time, like to find all that about somebody, you know, then like a year later, it's like, if you wait, like if you're dating for a year, you find all this stuff out, you're like, okay, maybe he's not the one. That's a year of your life gone. And then you got to find the next person. Then you're single.
This way, don't think about it as a year of your life gone, right? Because in that year,
you do learn stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have realized a lot about yourself too. Cause like I truly strongly believe this, and we've also had this conversation before, that like everyone comes in your life for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter who it is. It could literally be a stranger on the street that you talk to for 5 minutes. Everyone who you cross paths with is supposed to be in your life. So you're always supposed to either take a lesson for them or show them something. It's reciprocity, right?
Mm-hmm. You should write a book, like seriously.
Nah.
Yes. I buy it.
Half of that.
Actually, but yeah.
Home a lot.
You what?
I'm home, so we do have.
You got plenty of time. You got all the time in the world.
It's closed here.
But yeah, I think that's true. Like it's a learning. If you guys or if someone in a couple doesn't work out, it's a learning experience for the next situation.
Exactly.
You know?
It is. And it doesn't make that relationship any less significant either, right?
Yeah, no, especially not, I mean, in that moment, it meant a lot.
Exactly. And even if you like meet someone else, it doesn't mean that like the person before them was less significant. Like, I don't know how to describe that. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you mean, like, yeah.
Everything in your life is so precious, and like time is so precious, right? And that time was so special to you for whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was significant in your life.
Yeah.
And that person's obviously maybe a piece of shit. You might hate them, but like it's also was there for a reason. So
for a reason, yeah.
Just because you were someone new doesn't make that connection any less real.
Yeah, it was real in the moment that you were having it, you know? Exactly. Which is, it says a lot.
It does.
All right. All right, Katrina, last question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any quotes that you live by, or any quotes that come to mind whenever certain situations come up that you always kind of go back to?
Ah, oh, that is such a good question. Not necessarily quotes. Okay, yes, one quote. And it's like, the end is just the beginning. Because just because something, yeah, but it's true. And this goes in like, okay, yo, I swear to God, the last 2 years for me has been like life-changing. So just because something ends, whether that be like a job or a friendship or a relationship or like something as simple as like going on a trip with your friends, that end is the beginning of something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I truly live by, because again, like I firmly believe everything happens for a reason. So when something ends for me, sometimes I have like a really big fear of like abandonment or like endings and changes.
Yeah.
So for remembering that, like, just because something's ending, it's a new start or a new beginning, helps me know that like whatever I've learned is going to get me to where I need to be. Yeah.
I feel, you know, that's so true. I mean, in almost every scenario, when like you think it's over, or whatever is ending, it just, that opens the door for the next thing to start.
Exactly.
You know, you shouldn't be scared.
I think that's really something I've like learned to live by in the last like 2 years. Yeah.
So you had some pretty tough endings that kind of went into better beginnings last couple of years.
Yes. And honestly, I feel like now I'm really at a point where I'm like, okay, we're good. Everything happened, but I'm good. And I am so proud of myself, because who I am today would have never happened if all of that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like ending that life for me, or like whatever situations were happening, which was like a lot, gave me this new beginning, and here I am.
Here you are, standing strong.
Here I am.
Here I am. But yeah, I mean, every time something ends, like in the moment, it's scary. But then now every time you look back at all those times, it's always the start of something new. You know?
Start of something new.
Mm. All right, last question. This is the real last question. All right. Who's the best Canadian artist between...
We've literally had this conversation.
I want you to say it on public.
The Weeknd. Who else?
Party Next Door. Those three. Who's the best out of those three?
Okay, my personal favorite. I'm going to have to.
I said the best question for last.
Okay, but like Party Next Door. Okay, The Weeknd's gone.
What?
I know. Okay, you asked for my opinion. Don't get mad at it.
I'm just shook. The Weeknd?
But like Party Next Door, I love, because it's like really chill and it's just like vibes, right? But like
that, so is your vibe for sure.
But like Drake can also be vibes. Mm-hmm. But like Drake gives us vibes and the hard shit that we want.
Mm.
Right?
He does.
So for all intents and purposes, I'm gonna have to go with Drake. But like,
wow, okay.
Full disclaimer, you have my like trap playlist. I don't even fuck with Drake that much.
You really don't, not at all.
But if I had to pick, it would be them. We all know who my favorite is, but
who, Gunna?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is Canada waiting with bated breath for this new Drake album? Are they just on the edge of their seat?
That as someone who does not necessarily identify as a Drake fan, I wouldn't know.
Okay. It's supposed to come out soon, so.
Well, good for Drake.
Whatever. I would go with probably Drake 1, The Weeknd's Oldest Shit 2, and then Party Next Door.
Really?
But more recently, Party Next Door over The Weeknd for more recent shit. But that's my personal.
The Weeknd, all I have is that like really weird face that was all over the internet that he has now.
Yeah, for that music video.
I just like can't get that picture. So when I hear The Weeknd, I just have that face in my head. And I just can't.
Yes. You know he's performing at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Are you going to watch?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess it's not a big deal to you guys up there.
Well, it is. Just not to me personally. Mm. But yeah, no, I'm having a girls' weekend that weekend. I don't think we're going to be tuning in to that.
Well, if you do, The Weeknd's doing the halftime show. So. Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
I don't know anything about those teams.
There we go. That's I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, that's what's going on. Not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I don't know. That's, on the Injured podcast.
Oh God. You're like the least sport knowing person ever. All right.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
That's all right, though. I appreciate you coming on. You gave a lot of wisdom to a lot of people, and I appreciate that. So what are you doing the rest of the day? What do you got going on?
Well, it's 6 o'clock now, so I'll probably finish this bottle of wine and maybe watch some Netflix.
Oh my God.
Everything is closed. Freezing outside. What am I supposed to do? It's dark. It's pitch black here already because it's winter.
Jeez. Yeah, get out of Canada, please. Yeah, come to Florida.
Dark as shit. It's fucking freezing. Everything is closed. The only thing that's open is literally Walmart and Costco. And
not great.
I don't need anything from either of those places.
I mean, I guess you got like Netflix, Disney Plus, yeah, all that stuff. Disney
Plus.
All right, I'm gonna get out of here. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.